Welcome back to Torah 101, the parasha called Miketz, story of Yosef in Egypt, not being recognized by his brothers, the sons of Israel, different in appearance. Been said that he appeared as a Gentile prince. Yosef, a picture of the Messiah. The sons of Israel, not recognizing him, initially rejected. Now appearing in a different form that they weren't ready for. But he's bringing to them salvation from the famine that they are experiencing back in the land of Canaan. They are in Egypt. Verse 16, when Yosef saw Benjamin with them, he said to his household manager, "Take the men inside the house. Kill the animals and prepare the meat. These men will dine with me at noon." The man did as Yosef ordered and brought the men into Yosef's house. So here the sons of Israel have returned with their youngest brother, Benjamin. Shimon, or Simon, has been detained in jail here in Egypt. And now Yosef is inviting them in to dine, acting graciously towards them, bringing them under his roof. Verse 18, upon being ushered into Yosef's house, the men became fearful. They said, "It's because of the money that was returned in our packs, the first time that we have been brought inside, so that he can use it as an excuse to attack us, take us as slaves and seize our donkeys too." So they approached the manager of Yosef's household and spoke to him at the entrance of the house. "Please, my lord, the first time we indeed came down to buy food, but when we got to camp, we opened our packs, and there inside our packs was each man's money, the full amount. We have brought it back with us. Moreover, we have brought down other money to buy food. We have no idea who put our money in our packs." "Stop worrying," he replied. "Don't be afraid. Your God and the God of your father put treasure in your packs." Notice this manager of Yosef's household. Some believe it's his son Manasseh, because of the knowledge that he has of the God of Israel, and that Manasseh also would have been translating into Hebrew, being taught Hebrew by his father, most likely. But what stands out here is the money, the blessing, the gracious way that God, through Yosef, who is a picture of Messiah, is gifting, blessing, increasing the sons of Israel without their being aware of how it's getting there or where exactly it's coming from. The Savior, Yosef, though he is not recognized, he is continuing to bless the sons of Israel with his favor and with his protection and grace, meaning undeserved favor. Then it says that the manager of Yosef's house brought Shimon out to them. Verse 24, the man brought the men into Yosef's house, gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he provided fodder for their donkeys. Then they got their gift ready for Yosef's arrival at noon, for they had heard that they were going to eat a meal there. And when Yosef arrived home, they went in the house and presented him with the gift they had brought with them, then prostrated themselves before him on the ground. You remember the initial dream that Yosef had while he was still in the land of Canaan, working with his brothers, when he spoke to them about them eventually bowing down before him. And here they are, bowing down before him, fulfilling his vision. He's not recognized. Initially rejected the first time. Here he will be recognized in just a moment the second time. In a similar way, Moses was initially rejected by the men of Israel, but then later they saw him in his true light as he delivered them from Egypt. Not the first time, but the second time. Yeshua, in a very, very comparable way to what we're seeing here with Yosef and then later Moses. Here they are bowing down before who appears to be a Gentile prince. Which is interesting to me because even Yeshua, I think, has become even further unrecognizable today to the sons of Israel, because he has been clothed in what I would call historic Christianity, which has stripped him of his Jewish character, of his Jewish identity, of his Jewish customs, and clothed him in different holidays, the artwork, paintings of him make him look like something other than a son of Israel. Pagan traditions. And so he, over many centuries, has become even harder to recognize as the true Mashiach, the true Messiah. So Yosef asked them, verse 27, how they were, and inquired, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" Yosef here questioning, wondering about his father, Jacob, now called Yisrael. They answered, "Your servant, our father, is well. Yes, he is still alive," as they bowed in respect. He looked up and saw Binyamin, his brother, his mother's son. Remember, Binyamin and Yosef were the two sons of Rachel. He asks, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?" And added, "May God be good to you, my son." The blessing of Yosef upon Binyamin, upon seeing him here. The graciousness of their Savior, pouring out blessing, pouring out mercy, receiving them with love. This is Torah 101.